Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Coming up this hour on the show, Solomon Wilcots is going to join us. A member of the Pro Football Focus team, longtime NFL on CBS analyst. We'll hear from Solomon about all of the problems surrounding the Washington organization right now. Also this hour, Nick Bosa weighing in on why exactly he had to get Baker back as he flag planted last night as the Niners flag planted the Browns. Plus, it's a Trash Tuesday, so we're getting your trashes here on the show. Hit us up at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. You saw two organizations going in different directions last night. And that's a shame because Cleveland deserves a winner. And yet the Browns talk the talk but can't walk the walk. Before the season, they were flexing. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, doing any and every interview that they could. Baker Mayfield throws two INTs last night. Granted, one to Antonio Callaway was really not Baker's fault, and that really flipped the momentum of the game. But Baker, two INTs, two fumbles last night in the 31-3 beatdown. The Browns have proven not ready for prime time, at least not consistently. Last week, the win in Baltimore was a big one, putting up 40 points, finally looking the part of a winner. And yet here they are following that up by looking the part of a loser. And the Niners were understated, all business, and now look, they're 4-0 and dismantled the Browns yesterday, making them look foolish. Baker Mayfield threw 8 of 22 last night for 100 yards. A quarterback in the NFL throwing for 100 yards? And this is part of the problem with Baker having all of that trash talk, all of that ego, all of that brashness, is that it can make you look really silly. I think Baker building himself up from walk-on to starting quarterback in the NFL, personal motivation's great. You don't think that Brady every single day uses that, even though he's a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest ever to do it, he still thinks about being a sixth rounder. Great. Personal motivation's great. The problem is when it bleeds into showing others up, shoving it in people's faces, being brash without having the success, that people want to shove it right back into your face. And whether it was Richard Sherman calling him out after the game for poor sportsmanship, or Bosa planting the flag, or other players around the NFL wanting to shut up Baker Mayfield, it has come back to bite him. And the Niners, meantime, look totally legit. The Niners, meantime, are all business, balanced team, good defense, and most importantly, a head coach and a quarterback that look like they've been there before. A head coach and a quarterback that don't look like they are flailing with this opportunity. An embarrassing performance by the Browns last night, an impressive one by the Niners. Elsewhere in California, it is time to ring the alarm bells here. Because a historically great Los Angeles Dodgers team has been pushed to the brink. A game five, a deciding game five, by a team that has always had skeletons and demons and ghouls and goblins in October, the Washington Nationals.
And Ander kicks, delivers, Zim swings and drives one at deep center field. Way back goes Bellinger to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone! Goodbye! Bang! Zoom goes Zimmerman!
What a moment in D.C. last night as Zimmerman goes yard. He's an old guy. He's a veteran guy. He's been around the organization forever. And that was Charlie Slows on the Nationals radio network. It's a 2-2 series. And they're going to L.A. And the Dodgers this year had 106 wins. And that home run totally flipped last night. Totally flipped the script last night and broke it open. And that was a 6-1 victory by the Nationals. And now look, the Dodgers have to burn Walker Buehler in a deciding game number five before an NLCS, even if they get there. And question marks about Clayton Kershaw once again rearing their ugly heads of the Nationals against the Nationals and in the postseason when the spotlight is on. The Dodgers have been to back-to-back World Series. The Dodgers have been to three straight NLCSs, but the Los Angeles Dodgers, if they lose this game, game five at Chavez Ravine, will end up going down in history as one of the biggest chokers in Major League Baseball history. Simply put, and that's why at the end of the regular season, when they clinched the division and people said, look, you just got to judge them on all of this regular season success, even if they don't close the door, the Dodgers have been this great for this long. Seven straight divisions is great. It doesn't matter. Seven straight divisions doesn't matter. Ask the Atlanta Braves. The only thing that matters is hanging a World Series banner. And this one would be gruesome. Could you imagine if the Nationals, who have always been the team to flame out early in the postseason, four different NL East titles, and none of them ended with them even advancing one round, end up defeating the 106-win, the best team in baseball this year, LA Dodgers. And they have to worry about that in LA. They're going to be tight. The Nationals aren't. Now, Buehler's been amazing. Maybe he continues to be that way. But the simple fact that this has gone the distance is a loss for the Dodgers. They cannot afford to lose this game. They cannot. And look, it's not even like they're getting late in the game and then Kenley Jansen's blowing it for them. Last night, they lost in an easy cruising victory by the Nats 6-1. They simply cannot lose this game, or they stare down being one of the biggest choke artists in baseball history. You can't lose in the first round. You cannot lose the wild card team after 106 wins and knocking on the door saying, this is our year. We're finally going to do it. We're finally going to get to the World Series. You cannot exit stage left in a game number five against the wild card. And I'll say this. I mean, Phillies fans hate me for it because I keep bringing up the reality, and reality is difficult sometimes for people. But what's happening? Bryce Harper left. Suddenly the Nationals are legit in October. Suddenly they got guts. Suddenly they got heart. Suddenly they got want. Suddenly they're coming up with the big hits and the big outs and the big moments in October. Suddenly the Nationals aren't an overhyped team that falters, and instead they're an underrated team that's rising to the occasion. Bryce Harper exits and suddenly the dynamic and the personality of that franchise changes. Coincidence? I think not. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. On a Trash Tuesday, Rob of the 321 tweets, I'm trashing Wendy, the inattentive waitress. Took my lady out for breakfast the other day. We got sat and literally sat there for over 20 minutes. It wasn't until my daughter said out loud, hey, we're starving over here. Hashtag hungry.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Over here.
Over here. Marty Moose Knuckle tweets, I'm trashing birthday cards that are completely covered with glitter. I can't buy my girlfriend a card without looking like I've been to the strip club all day. Who am I, Robert Kraft?
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Brandon tweets, DA, I'm trashing Bruce Allen for that awful press conference that he had yesterday. Hashtag trash him.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Bruce Allen saying we've got a damn good culture is absolutely laughable. It's like either you're lying or delusional. Either one is a bad look, Brucey. There is not a better career survivalist than Bruce Allen. After the bomb is dropped, he's the cockroach that survives. Boomer tweets, I'm jumping off the Baker bandwagon. Everything the scouts said is coming true. Head case, too short. He's got passes knocked down every game. Hands too small, fumbles every game. Sometimes just drops the ball.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Baker Mayfield.
Reed tweets, I'm trashing Jennifer. I don't know who she is, but in the last week I've received 17 text messages or phone calls asking for her, all from the same spam/scam company. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Stinky debris.
Jennifer.
She's a bad girl, David.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Mike is next up in Colorado, listening to 97.3. Good morning, Mike.
Yay, my buddy. Beam me up.
You got it.
Hey, man, on this Trash Tuesday, I would like to keep harping and trashing on Baker Mayfield as a lifelong Buckeye. It was super sweet to see some karma show up in the form of one of the Bosa brothers. You nailed it, guy. He's got a lot of talent, but you're turning into Johnny Manziel. You are who we thought you were, to quote Dennis Green. I just, there's no stopping with this kid. His ego is such that it doesn't build a leader. It doesn't build a champion. It just motivates him to be spiteful, to be angry, to be, oh, well, look, I proved you wrong. They are the Dallas Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys fan. We've got talent on both sides of the ball that's undeniable. And guess what? We got a bum at quarterback. And that's why we can't win anything, and that's why we won't win anything. And that's why the Browns, man, I hope they can keep everyone else together, because if you can just upgrade Baker Mayfield even to an above-average quarterback or just an average, you've got a great team there. You've got a playoff team. So thanks for taking my call, DA.
You got it. Trash him.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
I'm looking at Baker Mayfield. I'm also looking at Freddie Kitchens, because Freddie has seemed way in over his head. And last night, post-game press conference, didn't have any answers. And when I saw Odell Beckham trotting out there with 7 minutes to play, down 28-3 fielding punts, I said, this franchise has no direction. They're just making it up as they go along. You won't win a Super Bowl that way. You won't get to the playoffs that way. You won't win the division that way. They've got talent, but you cannot make it up as you go along. And just throwing spaghetti against the wall is a bad look. It's the worst way to go. You're down 28-3. There's no need to get him killed. What, he's just begging you on the sideline, let me in, coach, let me do it? So you said, okay, fine, game's out of hand. Again, you've got to have a game plan. Freddie is making it up as he goes along. He was asked about why then? Why? And, of course, Odell fumbled that kick return, that punt return. He said, well, we just gave it a whirl. Not a good answer. Iceman tweets, DA, too much hype about Cleveland. They're paper champs. Reminds me of when Michael Vick said dream team with the Eagles. They didn't win anything either.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm trashing squirrels. I'm looking for what sounds like 8 deer walking through the woods, and it's just one damn squirrel going crazy. Just make a decision which way you're going to cross the street, or you'll wind up as a furry pancake. Stupid tree rat.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
Squirrels darting back and forth, left to right. If you just made a decision, you wouldn't get run over. Foxy tweets, I'm trashing the people who get off on the wrong side of the PATH train. Hashtag get them out.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Hans tweets, I'm trashing Baker Mayfield. His antics came back to haunt him when Bosa planted his own flag on Mayfield after the huge play. Damn, that's karma.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
And Baker Mayfield.
When we come back here on the show, more of your trashes. Plus, it's soundcheck time, your best audio of the day. And we clown Bruce Allen for what he said about this season's Washington football. And Nick Bosa on why he planted the flag. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
Speaking of the devil, we was just talking about the DA show. I mean, he looks like somebody that's going to steal your tax money. He looks like a white-collar criminal. You can never trust a dude with good hair like that. With two buttons down.
Two buttons down is the telltale sign?
Yeah, one, two, yeah, you can almost see his sternum.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Watch it, Bart.
All right.
This game plan for success, sponsored by Napa, taking a look at a team and their plan for success, the Rays. Looking to send the ALDS back to Houston for game number 5 with another win tonight. They got to Greinke. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. They'll have to figure out Justin Verlander, who went 7 scoreless powerful innings in game number 1 on Friday, throwing 100 pitches while holding Tampa to just 1 hit and striking out 8. Verlander will be on 3 days rest. Napa believes every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how. We'll have Solomon Wilcots join us here on the show coming up. Longtime NFL on CBS analyst. He's a Pro Football Focus guy now. And we'll talk about the Mike Tomlin reports. Jason LaConfora was right here on CBS Sports Radio yesterday and said that Mike Tomlin, Washington, would be interested in. And if I'm Tomlin, I run for the hills instead of go to Washington. You can't win there. It's not going to happen. And don't give me the Dwayne Haskins thing. There is no way... A, to know whether Haskins can be a good quarterback yet. He is still so incredibly raw. Number 2, there is no guarantee you can support him. Trent Williams, one of the best left tackles in the game, hates the organization, doesn't want to play. See you later. I'm out of here. Who's to say that the correct support staff is going to be around to help Haskins become a great quarterback? You don't want any part of Dan Snyder because you can't beat Dan Snyder. You can't keep Dan Snyder at bay. You can't do it. You can't do it. Sorry, he is always going to be in your back pocket, and Bruce Allen's even worse. If I'm Tomlin, there's no way I'm taking that job. None. But I'll ask Solomon Wilcots about it and whether Washington fans could be anywhere near optimistic. I don't think you can. I think this is just a never-ending clown show. But Solomon's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. First, your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Preseason NBA, the Knicks' new forward, Marcus Morris. He hit Ryan Anderson in the face with a ball last night and got ejected in the Knicks' first preseason game.
My team needs me. You know, I got smarter. I set a better example. But, you know, like I said in the beginning, we're not taking no So, it is what it is.
Yeah. Way to set the tone in the first preseason game in front of 7 people. That's how you set the tone, Marcus Morris. There's going to be a lot of losses in Knicks land. Talking about dysfunctional organizations, the Knicks, they know that real well. And Marcus Morris wants to set down the rules in the preseason. I got news for you, Marcus. Ain't nobody else got your back. You might want to fight. You might want to be a tough guy. There ain't going to be nobody on that roster that's with a tough guy with you. Just be forewarned. You're on an island. And sending the message in a game that nobody cares about even the fans, there's probably a bigger moment. Marcus, you might want to wait until, you know, the games actually count. Maybe the regular season, maybe a decent game against a decent foe. First preseason game. Yeah, I'm setting the tone around here. Okay. Here's Bruce Allen, who, can you believe this guy is still employed, says, don't worry, 2019, we've still got goals out there.
It is 0-5. We have 11 regular season games left, and we still can accomplish many of our goals. There's no one in this locker room who's going to quit. No one in this organization who's going to shy away from some extra work.
Okay. Except you, or... What are the goals that are still out there for Washington? I'd like to know. What are the goals? Because you can't expect to run the table to win the division, and you can't expect to win 10 games to make the playoffs, and your starting quarterback from last year still has a leg that's mangled, and you still don't know who your quarterback is, and your young quarterback is clearly not ready, and your left tackle's still not reporting, and your whole franchise is a mess. So what exactly are the goals that are still out there right now that you are talking about? And oh, by the way, he has been in Washington for a decade now as the executive VP and general manager and or president since 2010. Has there ever been anybody who has been employed longer over a worse mess? This is a 10-year run. 10 years for Bruce Allen. 10 flipping years for Bruce Allen. My goodness. Here is Nick Bosa as Baker Mayfield planted the flag on his Ohio State Buckeyes in college, and now Bosa decided he had that celebration coming back at him.
I think everybody knows what that was for. Just wanted to get payback. He had it coming.
Everybody wants payback, and everybody's getting their taste. And it's fun and it's good when Baker Mayfield is grabbing his crotch. Yeah, I got you guys. Yeah. It's all fun and good. Planting that flag. Yeah. Planting that flag.
And Baker Mayfield.
It's all fun and good. Staring down Hugh Jackson. I'm the tough guy, right? Yeah. GQ. How can you believe Daniel Jones? That guy sucks, man. Yeah. All these moments that Baker Mayfield has flexed on others, and now he looks like a bum, and people are flexing on him. How about Richard Sherman? Quote, what's amazing and annoying was him not shaking hands before the game. That's some college BS. It's ridiculous. We're all trying to get psyched up, but shaking hands with your opponent, that's NFL etiquette. When you pull Bush League stuff, that's disrespectful to him, and believe me, that's going to get guys fired up. End of quote. So Baker is his own worst enemy here. And it's one thing if you deliver. If you've got swagger and bravado and you perform, more power to you. But man, if you look like you did last night and your would-be playoff team and division champs are 2-3 and you have twice as many interceptions as you do touchdowns, and you threw for 100 yards on a standalone nationally televised game, prime time. Guess what? You look foolish. That is your sound check. When we come back here on the DA show, Solomon Wilcott is going to join us. We'll talk to Solomon about if there's any way to fix Washington, whether Mike Tomlin might be interested. And what we saw last night between the Niners and the Browns, both sides of the equation. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Too much fun with audio.
I just recently started getting into podcasts, and I was listening to the PGP yesterday. I just wanted to compliment you guys on having probably the wettest show on radio, and to just encourage you guys to keep it moist.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You can always listen to the DA show on demand. The show about the show is the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, and that's available on its own iTunes feed or the DA show iTunes feed and podcast feed. And the DA show is available on demand. Full episodes. If you miss anything or want to hear it again, listen to it at your leisure when you can by downloading it on iTunes, radio.com, or anywhere else that podcasts are available. Pro Football Focus is a great place for the latest NFL stats and analysis throughout the season. And our next guest is a member of the Pro Football Focus team, also a longtime analyst for the NFL on CBS and played in the NFL as well. Our good friend Solomon Wilcott joining us this morning on the show. Solomon, good morning. How are we doing?
DA, good morning to you, and we are doing fine here in Cincinnati.
Fantastic, man. And last night we saw two organizations seemingly going in different directions. Let's start with the good, the San Francisco 49ers. How have the 49ers figured it out this season? And not only with a Jimmy Garoppolo that's healthy, but seemingly an organization that has an identity and is ascending.
Yeah, and you got to give a lot of credit to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. They know what they want to be on defense, so they used a ton of first-round picks to draft defensive linemen like Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead, DeForest Buckner, and Solomon Thomas. They even traded for another former first-round pick to bring in Dee Ford from the Kansas City Chiefs. So that defensive line was on. They were putting in a performance last night, forcing Baker Mayfield to turn the ball over. The Browns had four turnovers in the game, three by Baker Mayfield, one by Odell Beckham Jr. And if you're Freddie Kitchens, when your star players are turning the ball over, there's no way you're going to be able to win. I think they've got to go about redesigning this offense if they're going to at least be able to get Baker Mayfield going, because I saw confidence slipping in that game on Monday night. And if you want to ruin a quarterback, you just keep asking him to do the things that he's doing. They've got to have some serious adjustments.
Was that the biggest problem you noticed from the Cleveland Browns, a disorganized offense?
Oh, absolutely, because here's what you look at. Okay, you want to come out, you want to get the ball in the hands of Odell Beckham Jr. So what do? You let him throw the ball? You let him return punts? Neither one of them were working out very good. And to me, if you're going to have something, it's got to be very coordinated and cohesive. And why would you take the ball out of the hands of Nick Chubb after the week he gave you in Baltimore last week? So the way you go about helping Baker Mayfield is by running maybe the offense through the running back, like what Green Bay did with Aaron Jones to help Aaron Rodgers. Run the ball through Nick Chubb. You're going to get Kareem Hunt back here in a minute. Run the offense through those guys to help settle down your quarterback.
Do you think that that's indicative of Freddie Kitchens, who has never been in a head coaching role before?
I do believe it's indicative of a coach who's still trying to find his footing. Let's go look at it. Baker Mayfield last night, he held the ball for an average of 3.5 seconds, okay, per pass attempt. That's a full second longer than Jimmy Garoppolo and what he did. Why? Because you saw a lot of things that the 49ers were doing was coming off play-action pass. They established the run game to help the quarterback. They made sure the protection was there. The ball comes out quicker with the play-action pass. But yet with these longer routes, you're asking Baker Mayfield to hold the ball a second longer than the opposing quarterback against a defensive line that's not going to let you hold it. Nick Bosa was destroying double teams. And so clearly, the Browns have to design an offense that's going to allow Baker Mayfield to have easier reads with play action and get rid of the ball much faster than he did in the Monday night game.
Solomon Wilcott, Pro Football Focus, joins us this morning on the show. And those are the type of the stats that you can get at Pro Football Focus. On the Washington side of things, can there be any hope in Washington now that they've made another head coaching change? Maybe have drafted their starting quarterback of the future in Dwayne Haskins, or is it always going to be toxic as long as Dan Snyder is the head coach? Or, I'm sorry, the owner.
Yeah, you know, I have hope for everyone. So I would say that right now, Daniel Snyder needs a master class in ownership. You know, he's run other businesses very successful, but we know the NFL is not like any other business. It's a real people business, bringing people together. And sometimes once you get those people together, you as the owner have to step back. You can't be a part of it. You can't come in at the last minute when you've gone mostly through your draft process and then tell your scouting department, get me the quarterback just because he went to high school with my son. So just because he hails from the Washington, D.C. area. You and I both know that's the wrong way to manage a pro sports team. And that's what Daniel Snyder has done. You don't pit people against each other. You force people to work together. You and I know that when you go back to when Scott McLuhan, and he was the general manager there, they let him run that draft, run that team, and you saw a team that was ascending, okay? And then you saw the owner step in and created this rift between RG3 and Mike Shanahan, a truly great coach, by the way. And you had other coaches who were there with him, like Sean McVay. You had other really good coaches there, like Kyle Shanahan. And so every time Daniel Snyder steps in the middle, he creates a fracture that creates this dysfunctional environment, and that's where we now find the Washington Redskins.
Does Bruce Allen also play a role in this, that fractured relationship between ownership, front office, and whoever the coach is in picking the players?
I think that dysfunctionality, it predated Bruce because he came in after Scott McLuhan had left. But I think he's got to take some ownership for where we're at now. He was there when Daniel Snyder came in and said, hey, get me Dwayne Haskins. He's got to be able to step to Daniel Snyder. I've been around Mr. Snyder. The people who do well with him are the people that, despite the fact that he is a billionaire, he owns it all, and it's his universe. He respects people who tell him like it is, even if it's not what he wants to hear. And I'm not so sure Bruce functioned with him in that way. I couldn't tell you because I'm not on the inside. But every single person to a man, from the players to the coaches to Bruce Allen and everyone else, they have to accept some accountability and accept their share of why this team is where it is.
Solomon Wilcots joins us from Pro Football Focus. So there's the reports out there that Dan Snyder might be interested in Mike Tomlin. Do you think Tomlin could succeed in Washington?
Providing he has complete control of the 53-man roster, providing he can build an infrastructure like the one he's accustomed to, because I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are amongst one of the best-run organizations in the NFL. That's why they're consistently a winner. He's been there for 13 seasons. He's yet to go through a losing season. Now, he's in the middle of one now while he's on his third quarterback without Ben. But in the previous 12 seasons, he has not had a losing season. He hails from the Virginia area, went to William & Mary, but he did just sign a contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you were Mike Tomlin's agent, wouldn't you be doing your due diligence? If your client was going through a season like he's going through right now and floating that he could be a potential suitor for the Redskins job.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's how the business works. You know that, DA, but I don't see Tomlin leaving a great organization like the Steelers and diving into that cauldron that exists there with the Redskins.
You're in Cincinnati, you're a former Bengal, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Bengals because Zach Taylor is known for his offense, and the offense hasn't been very good. They have not been able to pull off a win yet, and I wonder, do you think that there's some careful what you wish for the Bengals fans that wanted Marvin Lewis out?
Yeah, you know, I remember telling the Philly fan when they wanted Andy Reid out, I said, be careful what you ask for now. Because we know Andy Reid's a good coach, and Andy Reid's going to coach again, and wherever he goes, he's going to win. And then they end up with Chip Kelly, and I think they certainly had buyer's remorse. I'm not so sure the Bengals organization is there yet, simply because I think this is sort of a cautionary tale more about what happens to a football team when you allow your offensive line to deteriorate, either through bad draft picks, bad signings, the inability to cultivate players at that position. And now you can have your A.J. Greens, your Giovanni Bernards, your Joe Mixons or Andy Dalton, and even a Tyler Boyd or Tyler Eifert. But without an offensive line, it means nothing. I think the Cowboys learned that for years after suffering not having one. And now that they have one, the players at the other skill positions, they might be average, but they look great. And so I think the Cincinnati Bengals need to really – turn that page and understand that they need to mind the NFL draft and free agency and rebuild this offensive line quickly, or this team could return to one of those runs like what we saw in the 90s, and no one wants to see that.
Finally, I want to ask you about a team that did rebuild its offensive line successfully, the Indianapolis Colts. They go to Arrowhead Stadium, they pound the rock, they play great defense, and they win that football game. What did that win against the Chiefs on the road tell you about this year's Colts squad?
It tells me that their coach, Frank Wright, is one of the most underrated coaches in our league. And D.A., he was that kind of player. He could defy any odds and still find a way to win any game when he had the opportunity to play. You saw his team last year get started on a 1-5 season, still found a way to bounce back and make the playoffs. His teams are not schizophrenic. In fact, when you say players take on the personality of their coach, then I'm going to tell you right now, the Colts are one tough, stable-minded football team, just like Frank Wright. They lose Andrew Luck at the dawn of the 2019 season. They don't flinch. They just go out and they start beating some of the best teams that stand in front of them. I think this trend will continue. He coached a heck of a game, converting twice on fourth down, steal possessions away from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. They reeled off 74 offensive plays to 57 for the Kansas City Chiefs. They did it by running the ball. They did it by pressuring Patrick Mahomes and playing great man-to-man coverage on the back end.
Solomon Wilcots joining us this morning on the show. Follow him on Twitter, at Solomon's Wisdom. Pro Football Focus, PFF.com, right now has your NFL Week 5 Team of the Week. Find out who the quarterback is of the NFL Team of the Week by going to PFF.com right now and clicking on the featured articles. Solomon, it's always awesome to catch up, my man. Thanks so much for doing it.
D.A., you're the best, my man. Take care. Thank you.
You too. Solomon Wilcots joining us this morning on the show. That Bengals team is so bad. And I was so wrong. And I was, like everybody else, banging that drum on getting Marvin Lewis out. Get him out. Throw him out of the league! He had hit such a ceiling. They could not win a playoff game. They could not ascend. So you bring in a young guy, week number one. They actually play well against Seattle. It's a one-point loss. I'm saying, you know what? It's a plucky Bengals team. Plucky Bengals team. Change of a coach. They've always drafted well. You know, new guy, young guy. You're going to be surprised. I'm thinking this is maybe a 6 or 7 win Bengals team. They might be kind of frisky by the end of the season. They're 0-5. Nobody showed up to that game on Sunday. Cardinals, Bengals, and Cincinnati, two winless teams. Where would you rather be? And now I'm going to owe everybody on the show breakfast because I said 6 wins or more. 6 wins or more, and I know that I won't have to buy that breakfast, but 0-5. I can't foresee Zach Taylor being 6-5 the rest of the way. Just me. Maybe 5-6. I don't foresee it happening. So what's the orders going to look like here?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. I've been in a real chocolate chip pancake kind of mode lately. I don't know how I'm going to feel come January. But if I get the chocolate chip pancakes...
Oh, we won't be waiting until January until they hit their 11th loss.
Okay, so if we give it another 5 more weeks here, do I get an egg and sausage pairing with the pancake, or is the pancake the only order?
Whatever.
If you get the big breakfast at McDonald's, that kind of
You know
of
what? My prediction's been so bad that you can get your double order there. Because
okay. I mean, we know Pete's going to order lunch, so at least I could have his 2 breakfasts.
Like, this Bengals team's going to be 2-14, so I can't hold anybody back from ordering whatever they need to order. Maybe if they were, like, 5-11 and just missed it, maybe, but no.
It clears it.
Yeah, cleared it already.
What's your breakfast order going to be? You're buying for yourself.
Yeah, good question. I'm usually a breakfast burrito kind of guy.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
You're going to at one point ask me which the difference is between hash browns and home fries. Because for some reason at 40, you still don't understand the difference.
I believe home fries are like the chunk potatoes.
Okay, and what are hash browns?
Hash browns are the fried potatoes.
Okay. I mean, both are kind of fried.
Okay.
But yeah, you got the gist.
I think I'm getting there.
Hash browns are more the shreddy kind of potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that. Shreddy. Yes. Right. Shreddy.
They're kind of like the tater tots of breakfast fries.
Shreddy. I know. For some reason, I have this mental block against this. I've done flashcards with the Bourbon Bell over this.
It's amazing. You know everything under the sun. I can't spell, but I can give you the hash brown home fry breakdown. You can't figure that out.
You're a great food mind.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
It clears it.
JT tweets, when I was a kid, I would get new shoes and think they made me faster. Well, I wasn't faster. I was still a slow slug. That's the Browns. They're the new pair of shoes. They thought it would make them fast, but they're the same old Browns. Dustin tweets, I'm trashing John Dorsey. Get an offensive line before you get your franchise quarterback killed. And Bosa, nice try, but a little too late. Baker got his revenge on Ohio State. Get over it, son.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Baker Mayfield.
Matt tweets, I'm trashing everybody that's making this loss about Cleveland, not the dominance of the Niner defense and run game, making them look like fools. The Niners are legit. Hashtag the empire will rise.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
It's a great win and a great performance by the Niners. I'm glad you brought that up here, Matt, because we're going to talk about that at the top of the hour. Did the Niners suddenly thrust themselves into a dark horse to be a Super Bowl caliber team? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.